Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming.
Spoiler alert,
freaking awesome.
The quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to this on-location review episode of the Scare Track Podcast. We are here on location at Scare Kingdom Scream Park for their 2020 Halloween season. And it's October. It's October the 2nd. It means that Halloween has officially begun here in the UK and we actually have some scares to do. Now, we can't take you through the attractions, unfortunately, here today, but you will be able to get our full review when we come out. And I've been told Hannah is doing Psychomantium this time. You hear some laughter in the background. I'm here with a whole bunch of friends. It's like a trio of content creators tonight. We're here with Carl and Emma from Top Thrill Tourists. How's it going, guys?
Woo woo! Hello.
No, it's good.
You excited good. For Scare Kingdom first time?
Yes, very excited. Can't wait.
And you're going to be going through Psychomantium?
Of course.
Yes, definitely.
Awesome. And two friends of the show as well. We've got Scare Directory, Steve and Ash. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, very good, thanks. Yeah.
And you've been here before as well, so you know what's going on?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, we though.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah. We're mega excited. We've just been chatting and talking about our Halloween rotors, basically, our timetables, that look a lot smaller than usual, but at least we've got something going on this season.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You can't nod on a podcast. They can't see you. I'll best introduce my lovely lady wife, Hannah.
Hello, I'm here.
How are you? Are you excited about Scare Kingdom Scream Park?
I am, but I'm not doing Psychomantium.
Yes, you are. Okay.
No, I'm going to the bar.
good shout. Now, there's a little bit different this season, of course. It's a socially distanced scares at a Scare Kingdom Scream Park and any Scream Park that you'll go to. You do need to wear your mask, and we will be doing a very, very mini Scare Cam episode over on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/ScareTrack. Check that out where you can see what they're doing here to be COVID secure here at Scare Kingdom Scream Park. Already a big difference to before. You go through two big massive teepees at the front rather than the usual wooden shack that you'd normally go through. They've got some toilets set up as well. And then we've got all the attractions. We're going to talk about each individual attraction as we come out at the end. And then we'll, of course, tell you about Psychomantium afterwards as well. So let's go to Scare Kingdom.
You're listening to Scare Track.
So we are all masked up and about to go in. There's a new security search. You can't have any bags, can't have food or drinks, no puffer or quilted clothing, so if you're a chav you can't come in. No smoking, no photography or recording, no fireworks or naked flames, no weapons, no hoods or hats, no drugs or illegal substances. Awesome. I'm liking this new setup. It works, doesn't it?
I really like it. I think it's so much better than the little shed we had. Like, as soon as you've walked into the teepee, there's social distancing measures, there's screens, there's sanitizer. Yeah.
But we're going to have to put you away now, so we'll see you on the other side. Bye.
No, don't.
So we have just met Scrap Faggot and his wife.
Scrap Faggot?
Yes, which is a nice little entrance. It was sort of like a tongue-in-cheek, what we know and love here at Scare Kingdom Scream Park.
It was really nice. I liked it. It was a scene that I think slowed down the group, so I think that's why it's necessary.
Yeah.
Really, really enjoyed it. I liked the interaction. I liked the lighting. The costumes, yeah, it was really fun.
Just a fun little intro there, guys. Fun little intro.
Fun. No, I enjoyed it, and I liked how they'd integrated the masks.
Yes,
costumes.
Definitely. That's something that's going to be very different this season, and we're a huge kudos to Scare Kingdom being one of the very few screen parks that are able to open this Halloween season with COVID. But yeah, it was a fun little opener. We're just in a queue now for the next attraction. Like I said, we'll more than likely cover all the attractions when we come out, depending if there's queues in between them. But yeah, I'm not too sure what this first one is, but we'll let you know.
The Paradise Foundation.
Paradise Foundation. We're going to go in.
TV, I think.
to the Paradise Foundation Bliss TV. Thanks, Hannah.
You're welcome.
Let's go. So, we have just experienced Scare Kingdom Scream Park, had an absolutely fantastic time. Halloween has now officially begun, and we're going to go through each of the attractions that we've done. But I'm joined by a very special guest, socially distant, I may add. Who are you? Where you come from?
Hello, my name is Scrap Faggot, and I'm from Scare Kingdom Scream Park, yes.
And it was lovely to meet you at your tea party.
Oh, thank you very much. We had a lovely time, didn't we, Mikey?
We did indeed. Where is your wife? Where's she gone?
My beautiful wife. She's just gone to powder her nose, if you know what I mean.
I see. Well, it was lovely to see you, Scrap Faggot.
Well, it's been lovely, and I hope everyone enjoys listening to the Scare Track podcast. Yes.
Thank you very much. Right, I need to talk to Hannah and talk about the evening. So, Hannah, I just spoke to Scrap Faggot, and I'm just going to say how awesome the high tea was. It was a nice little way to start the evening, wasn't it?
I really enjoyed it. It was a really nice way to sort of break down that wall so that you knew that you were in an attraction, there were actors going to be there. Yet that they were behind a barrier, so you still felt safe and secure going into the attractions.
Okay, and Emma and Hannah are now dancing. It was really, really good. Next up, the Paradise Foundation Bliss TV. Now, I really enjoyed this. It was new last year as Paradise Foundation, and they've upgraded it this year for Bliss TV. I really enjoyed the character that was basically on telly and trying to sell us.
I'm sorry, they're filming us, it's putting me off.
Top Thrill Tourists are filming us and putting Hannah off. Click the link and subscribe. And subscribe, comment, like, and share. So, let's get back on track. The Paradise Foundation, Bliss TV, I really enjoyed the beginning with the lady trying to sell us.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that whole theme. And like going into the mazes and going into this crazy new world that we live in. I completely forgot how terrifying drop boxes are.
Yes. It was really good. We need to, before we carry on, talk about the COVID control stuff and all the COVID measures. Every actor was in masks. What I did like is that they put little like faces on their masks as well. It worked well.
Yeah, every mask was incorporated into the costume.
And the theme.
And it really, really...
Really worked.
It made you forget that they were wearing a mask, or made you aware that they were in a mask, but it enhanced the character a bit more.
Yes, I'd agree with that. It was really good, really enjoyable, and Paradise Foundation, really fun. We then went on to the beast that is Manor Mortis, and this time it's a ghost story. Again, another few COVID control changes in there. They've took out the dangly bits, they've taken out the claustrophobia tunnel as well to make sure it's all COVID secure.
Yeah, I remember towards the end, I was like, this is a whole new area.
Yeah, they've done well.
It reminded me, it's because we used to be in a claustrophobia at that point.
Absolutely. I will mention that in two of the attractions, two out of the five that we had to put the hands on shoulders, Hannah wasn't too sure. I know what you mean. It's like we're going back in time to hands on shoulders.
I could understand it
because it meant less touch points. Yeah. People aren't going to touch things.
So at first I was like, oh, hands on shoulders. You know, I'm not the youngest nowadays, so hands on shoulders actually physically hurts my back.
Because of tall people.
But when Mikey reminded me, it's probably so that people don't touch stuff.
It makes sense. We've got a whole group of people trying to make us laugh now.
I know, and it didn't take anything away from the maze at all.
Yeah. And the finale is always nice. I like the fact that they've sort of got the green lights to make it look like a swamp, but they had lights in the air as well. It just gave it a whole different dynamic. Manor Mortis, really good actors, really, really impressive, like scaring from a distance. Although some felt like they got closer, I think that's just because it was dark.
But they still weren't within a meter, though.
No, exactly. And they're all wearing masks. I think they've all done really well. It's a difficult time to open attractions at the minute, and Scare Kingdom really have pulled it out of the bag, so I'm really impressed with them. Next up, we went to Blitz the Hunger, which remains sort of unchanged from last year, really. It's a very narrow, pitch black style attraction, but it just works, doesn't it? It just works.
It always works, and I led this maze, and I don't know why I agreed to that, knowing that Dropboxes has already got me on the edge this evening. That probably was not the maze for me, but it was absolutely fantastic. It had me on edge the whole way through. The corridors were still as confined yet safe as they could be. All the mazes had anti-back at the start, so you really did feel like you could touch the walls to find your way in the dark. We were given a flashlight this year, which through that maze, it's usually just finding your way through the dark, and we had a flashlight, so there was that sort of element that we could see a little bit.
I think one year they've given us a flashlight before, only once, but other times it's been pitch black.
Yeah.
So it's worked well.
I'm used to it in pitch black, but it did work well with the torch this year.
Definitely. We then moved on to a Body Snatchers, and this season is Chamber of Horrors. Miss Madame Tussauds is back, and it was really cool. It was like curiosities. We met the wax man. It's like a maze of two halves. One, which is all the elaborate sort of theming, and the other half is the dark pitch black areas. It worked well. It's a long maze. Again, actors and actresses working really hard to give us the scares in there, weren't they?
Yeah, definitely. I really enjoyed my run through this one.
Yeah, definitely. It's really enjoyable, really good. And the actors at the beginning, they were there at the beginning of each maze. There's a theatrical piece telling you what to do, what the scenario is really, and then you have the scares throughout, and they all did a really good job setting the scene of each attraction. So last up is Zozo's Grindhouse. Now we've got to say, first of all, fair play to Scare Kingdom for even being open this year. Lots of places aren't open this year. Not only have they opened, they've actually opened with a brand new attraction. Gone are the Hoods. There's no the Hood didn't get any law. It is now Zozo's Grindhouse. And it just really worked, didn't it? You were on straw, so it changed up the feel on your feet. It had some really cool scenes in there. It wasn't the most elaborate scene, like clown maze you ever come to expect, but it was more of a travelling carnival style. So I think it worked, didn't it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. There was that smell throughout the maze that you were, at a circus. You had the straw under your feet, which created that extra texture, so you weren't really sure what you were doing. You know, sometimes you were wading through it, sometimes you were walking on it. It just really added to the fear factor, in the fact that you had no idea what was going on with your feet, no idea what was going on with your senses, and then suddenly there's some clowns in front of your face.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. I really love the trypophobia, is it, or something that, where you're scared of holes, that little area. That was really, I can't remember what it's called, but I think I got it. But it was really, really good. And then you go into what they've done this year is really, really good. Is the bar is all in a big outdoor open space. So they've got a new burger van. They bring the drinks over to your table. And where you used to have the bar is like the big Psycho Mantium waiting area, so you can wait socially distanced. And Psycho Mantium, I thought, how are they going to do it in a COVID world? It worked so well. Without giving too much away of what was happening in there, it was much more like I was not a participant and more of an audience member that had to make decisions or had to watch and tell people to do things, and it just worked so much more. Hannah, you were a bit too nervous to go in.
I haven't been through Psycho Mantium in a very long while, and this year was not the year for me.
No, but it worked so well. I really enjoyed it. It's one of my favourite incarnations. It wasn't physically demanding on me. I didn't have to eat anything, didn't have to drink anything, I didn't get spaffed on or anything like that, but I did really enjoy it. I'd do it again. I'd tell anyone that if they want to try something a little bit more intense but nice and safe, to definitely do it.
You're listening to Scare Track. So
that brings us to the end here. Now we've filmed a very mini Scare Cam vlog of the evening. It's difficult at Scare Kingdom because it's Scare Kingdom Scream Park is more of a multi-part event where you do each maze individually after each other rather than queuing for them separately, so you can't film loads, but there's a mini vlog on there, and we're going to take some videos now of the bar area as well, so you guys know what it's like at the end, but you can check that out over on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/scaretrack. But I really highly recommend you guys get your Scare Kingdom tickets. They are running at reduced capacity for COVID. There are going to be sellout nights. They sell out nights anyway. So go to www.scarekingdom.com. That's scarekingdom.com. I'm going to wrap this episode up now. Hannah, have you had a good night?
I've had an amazing night. What a great, fantastic way to kickstart the 2020 Halloween season.
Absolutely. Halloween is here and we are going to celebrate it no matter what. So that brings us to the end of this Scare Track episode. A huge thank you for listening. Remember to follow us on all our social media pages. We are on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat and Facebook. Just search for Scare Track. You can find everything you need over on our website, www.scaretrack.co.uk. Or indeed, where you're listening to this podcast, be sure to click that subscribe button. And whilst you're subscribing, subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/scaretrack. It's worth noting that we had to wear masks throughout our whole experience here, and you will at every single attraction. And you can get yourself a Scare Track mask over on on our merch page right now, www.scaretrack.co.uk. That'll take you to our merch page as well. So it's good night from me, it's good night from Hannah.
Good night.
And we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.